Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, just hanging in.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, the United States is under lockdown, I guess, anyway, so not much else to do. This thing is getting totally insane. Before we start, though, I wanted to remember on our last show, and the show, I think before that, we talked about what Steve Fletcher had found on the 1260, 1290, 1335 day count, and how all of it, the 1335th day, would end on Pentecost 2020, and how this all ties back to Obama. Well, Obama's in the news now, big time. I guess really big time, because now they're beginning to find evidence that he himself was the one who was behind the entire coup attempt against Trump. But I wanted to reiterate that Obama actually comes or has ancestry from Ireland, which is the tribe of Dan, where the tribe of Dan went. Now, you have to go back into Genesis to understand the prophecy about that, but the tribe of Dan is, according to the ancient prophecies, would be the one that would produce Antichrist, the Antichrist. Also, don't forget the Kenyan prophecy of Obama, who would destroy America. So it's all beginning to tie in, because this coup attempt, if Obama indeed gave the order to do it, has, for all practical purposes, destroyed the United States. And that would mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's probably behind the COVID-19 pandemic, which isn't a pandemic, but nevertheless, it has destroyed the United States. And so this is kind of interesting, and you may remember that the Kenyan prophecy of Obama was that he would, this was issued back in 1912, and what it said was a son of Kenya would be elected president of the United States, and that he would destroy the nation. So, anyway, what do you think about that, Larry? I mean, he's coming back in the news. This makes it even more dangerous for the nation.
Yeah, it does make it dangerous. You know, I know a lot of people thought, well, Obama, you know, he had 8 years to bring America down, and they thought when Trump won that, well, that was stopped. But it wasn't stopped. What we found out is Obama appears to be behind a coup against the new president that took office. And even though Obama left office when Trump was sworn in, Obama never abdicated the throne, if you will. In a matter of speaking, we've got ruler against ruler. We've got one king fighting another king, one that refuses to leave the throne and one that should sit on the throne. It reminds me of Game of Thrones, actually, Stuart. And by the way, just for a note here, I'm familiar with a woman, one of our listeners lives on the Isle of Lewis. And I don't know if you know, but Donald Trump's background is from the Isle of Lewis, Scotland. And isn't it odd that you know, you've got the one that won't leave the throne, that wants to take it back, Obama, coming from, you know, his roots are in Ireland, well, Kenya and Ireland, et cetera, but also Donald Trump, who's just down the road, you know, with his roots in Scotland and the Isle of Lewis. Isn't that interesting?
It is. Yeah, it's fascinating. And with Obama in the middle of this thing, maybe I'm thinking that if they're going to move, now, with all this stuff now coming out into the open, and, of course, the Lord did say he was going to reveal all things, especially, I think, total and complete corruption of Washington, D.C., that he would reveal all that so that the American people really don't have any excuse, because after all of this has been revealed, are they doing anything to bring to justice, so to speak, anyone? Not yet. We keep getting promises. Well, down the road a bit. But for sure, you know, Hillary Clinton's going to be wearing an orange jumpsuit and Gitmo. Well, I would be amazed if it happens, if any of them go. Because deep state, you got to remember something about deep state. They have infiltrated everywhere. It, even down into local governments, which we're watching with this coronavirus. You got communist governors who would lock down their state forever. We'll get into some of that. It's just amazing. And it's what's more amazing, of course, is the American people putting up with it. And I think they're probably pushing for an armed revolution, which is actually... If the Lord was not involved in it, if Jesus Christ was not involved in the prophecies, the only way now to save America, as I see it anyway, is via the Second Amendment. Second Amendment says that the right to bear and keep arms shall not be infringed. And the reason? In order to maintain a free state. Are you free if you're locked down in your homes? Are you free if you can't go to a restaurant? Are you free if you can't go get a haircut? Are you free if you don't take a test or you take a vaccine? You're locked down in your home forever and your friends can take care of you. I've got an article about that. This is ridiculous. This is total and complete insanity on the part of the communists who are now making their move. And don't forget, Barack Hussein Obama is a diehard communist. He hates the American people. He hates Christians. And he's made that blatantly obvious when he was in office. He's a very dangerous individual. And don't forget that he only moved a couple of blocks from the White House, where he took up his new residence. And it's very, very unusual for a past president to come out against a sitting president with such vehemence, I guess one could say, livid anger. And he's going to give a speech. Don't forget, tune in, because this is going to be on all mainstream media, as far as I know. Unless Larry has heard different, that's going to be on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And it is amazing, the numbers. That's what Steve Fletcher was pointing out. Because Obama is tied directly to the World Health Organization, the United Nations, George Soros, and all of these people. And this is a communist coup. I don't know why the American people cannot get that around their head. If they win, you're going to a FEMA camp. You're going to be killed. And, you know, I don't know. I know where we are, timeline, and you have a right to protect your family. I do not advocate that they take up guns. However, it may become totally necessary. In fact, this may be exactly what they want to do, force the American people to pick up their arms and go to war. Because of the weapons that China has and the military they have and the military of the Soviet Union, and everybody says, no, it's not the Soviet Union anymore, it's Russia. No, it isn't. The Soviet Union broke up. And they said why they did it, and it was for publication to the West to disarm them. They haven't really broken up. And if you don't believe that, then you need to go and watch when Russia has military exercises as to who joins them. And it's all the former Soviet Union that are now nations. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Really interesting, Stuart, that that Barack Obama finally is so involved, and it's come out now. You know, there's, I can't even imagine anybody that watches any real news at all, you know, that, I mean real news. I don't mean fake. I mean real news, that can't see that this is Obama and all of those top people with him. And what's so ironic, Stuart, I can't imagine anybody that's watched mainstream media, in other words, MSNBC, CBS, CNN, blah, 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 for almost four solid years of lies. Let me repeat that. Somebody may not have heard that. Four solid years of lies. And the only thing I can say is if they're still going back tomorrow after almost 4 years of lies and they want to turn that on again, they're insane, because that's exactly what, you know, the report goes, is the fact that if you go back again and again and again when nothing was proved right, you're nuts. I mean, I paraphrased it, of course. But let me read this. It's interesting. Here, the Breaking Israel News had a report came out talking about the rabbis, and it was a very interesting question here. It says, because you mentioned where we're going with this, with Obama being exposed now, this headline says, will Flynn Gate compel Obama to trigger Gog-Magog war, as the Bible codes seem to imply? Michael Flynn, victim of a U.S. government under Obama conspiracy to bring down the Director of National Intelligence, Michael Flynn, Trump's first national security advisor, and what will Obama do now? In other words, is it entirely possible that Obama himself will, because of his manipulations and mechanisms in the hidden government, if you will, or the shadow government, will he begin the Gog-Magog war?
Well, it certainly would eliminate any and all investigations when you go to war, and it would behoove him to do something so he doesn't end up in prison. Now, a lot of people mock that, and they say, no, there's no way that Obama could become president. I read you Isaiah chapter 14 the other night, folks. And it's the king of Babylon that is called Lucifer. And it's the king of Babylon that is a king of America, because America is Babylon. Doesn't matter whether you believe it, don't believe it, can't stand it, or whatever. America is Babylon the Great. And so our king, no matter who he is, now this is interesting, because Barack Obama has ties not only to Ireland and the tribe of Dan. J.R. Church did an article, and I've been looking for it. And I may have to write Mrs. Church to find out if she can forward me that article. But J.R. did a lot of work, and he was a master researcher. And he said that he could find ties to Barack Obama, to King David, and Solomon. Now, if that's true, then he fulfills, and he also was born in Kenya, out of Africa. Remember the movie, The Lion King, out of Africa. And Obama, on one of his, I think his birthday, he actually played part of that movie, out of The Lion King. Well, the Lion King is all about Antichrist. And it goes on and on and on and on. So people can mock it all they want. But he is a prime candidate for this final rise of Lucifer in the United States of America. And by the way, America is a nation that introduces the mark system, which we now believe is probably a vaccine mark combination of some sort, and Bill Gates is at the head of it. He's still pushing that. The United Nations and WHO are pushing this like you would not believe. And now you got all these communist governors in the United States. You know, 100 years ago, they'd all be hanging from a lamppost for treason. It's just amazing how far. Let me read you a few headlines here, Larry. Get your take. Mayor Eric Garcetti, L.A. won't completely open until we have a coronavirus cure. Well, what does that mean? New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania governors under fire for nursing home deaths. Yeah, they should be, because they murdered these poor people. They deliberately, in my book, that's my opinion, they deliberately put these people that were COVID positive into these nursing homes. And, of course, the result, because of what this COVID-19 is, it kills them. The whole thing is a fraud, but it's real. It's hard to explain that to people. PA Health Secretary moved mother out of facilities during the pandemic. Isn't that interesting that the health secretary moves her own mother, and Cuomo did the same thing in New York, move their mothers out of these old folks' homes.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I found a very odd article on Hal Turner's, and he talks about the Pennsylvania, the one that's over the medical situation there, and he said this is a guy with a penis that calls himself a woman, and he's running the COVID-19 deal for Pennsylvania. Isn't that shocking?
Not anymore. I mean, Satan himself could show up, and I think most of the American people would bow down and kiss his boots. In fact, the Bible says that's exactly what they do when he arrives, when the arrival takes place. They're just going to bow down and lick the boot of Satan himself. Pelosi, there's a real good American patriot. Coronavirus plan orders felons, illegal aliens, freed from prison. Why would you do that? Because you want them out there killing people. This is a culling operation, folks. That's all it is. Whitmer, Governor Whitmer, stripped 77-year-old barber of an operating license without a hearing. That's just another headline. This is tyranny. Land of the free, home of the slaves. You know, it's just kind of interesting that 1984 is being taken. Actually, what we're experiencing now is worse than 1984. Okay, then we got Las Vegas masks, no buffer, clear glass barriers. 12 more miles of New York City streets are now closed. On and on it goes. While they're destroying the middle class, just like the Bible says they will in Book of Revelation. There's no middle class. The middle class is a very powerful class of people, so deep state has to destroy the middle class. They have to bring them down into the poor class, which is exactly what's happening. Here's one from Hal Turner. Washington State Governor, refusal to test or quarantine over COVID-19 means you cannot leave your house, not even to buy food. Isn't that amazing? Larry, what do you think about this? I mean, you can't do anything. You're locked in. Have you done anything? Have you committed a crime? No. It's a manufactured crime. Folks, if you don't stand up, and if I were you, I'd be getting my guns out of the closet, and I'd be making sure they all work. And you have every right to protect yourself. Actually, legally, the American people have every right now to rise up in arms and get rid of these people. Now, I know they're not going to do it. It's obvious they're not going to do it. They may, enough of them do it, though, so that we go into full martial law and total military control, and then they will go around and start disarming everyone. And that may, that's not going to work very well in some cities and in the rural districts. And I think what's going to happen is the people are going to start seeing, or our enemies that surround us, are going to start seeing what's going on in America, and that's when they'll probably pounce. What do you think, Larry, about all this? I mean, personally, I think you have the right under the Bible to defend your family. Do whatever you have to do it.
Well, I find it absolutely shocking that in some states, not here, we're in Oklahoma, but some states, you can't even garden. You can't even buy seeds or buy plants, or you can't even make a garden in your yard. That's unheard of. I think not only the Bible, the Constitution allows you the ability to protect your family and feed them. I want to repeat that. Also feed your family. Now, what's interesting, Stuart, and I sent you a link. I don't know if you got it, but in Washington or Seattle, the mayor there has closed 20 miles of streets, and so you can't leave your home, and you can't even go anywhere in your car, even with your windows up. Stuart, this is absolute insanity, and I wanted to mention something real quick.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you've seen it. I think Darnett sent you a link to it also. How that, let's see, his name is Rush Limbaugh. Here it is, a Drudge headline. Rush Limbaugh warns the next 4 months will be war like you have never seen. What do you think?
Well, he's either talking about he knows something about a coming invasion, or he knows there's going to be a war within the United States. Now, what's interesting is the prophecy in Jeremiah talks about ruler against ruler, authority against authority, but it doesn't mention really the American people rising up, and maybe we already have our answer with COVID-19. They're not going to do anything. And so maybe what we're going to watch is an Obama versus Trump military fight right on our own soil while they battle it out. There's something really weird going on behind the scenes. There's no question about it. This is the strangest thing I've ever witnessed. And the lackadaisical attitude of the American people, and they're so willing to bow down and kiss the boot of Fauci and Burks and these guys, to me, it's just amazing. I would have never believed that takeover of the United States would have been that easy. But I guess it is. And we would have healed Babylon, but she will not be healed. And maybe the reason is people don't care anymore. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's really interesting, Stuart. The word that's redacted apparently from the Bible, even in pulpits, is the word redemption. Or repentance. You don't hear those words
yes.
anymore. I think David Wilkerson was one that used both of them years ago in New York, but he's dead now. And do you reckon, Stuart, that the pulpits have so dumbed down the spiritual people that they don't know that repentance and redemption is there either?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you say that, because in the Book of Enoch, and I hope it's an out for people, and it may be talking about the tribulation saints. I'm not sure, because nobody really knows who the tribulation saints really are. But in the Book of Enoch, it says that God had mercy and compassion on people because they did not know that they had to repent. Well, the reason they don't know it is because you've got all these pastors and preachers and teachers out there that won't ever use the word repentance, because that's a horrific word. It's an anathema. You can't use a word like that. And on it goes. But it's interesting you mention that. Here's a headline for you. FEMA, smart guillotines placed in FEMA internment camps. They got a video of it. United States Air Force C-17 cargo planes arrived at Andrews Air Force Base loaded with crates of smart guillotines, says a White House insider. The advanced guillotines, he said, are being manufactured in Beijing. Well, it makes sense. Before being flown exclusively to U.S. air bases. Then the military distributes those guillotines to the FEMA camps nationwide. Smart Guillotine Project was commissioned in 2011 at the request of former President Barack Hussein Obama, who had hoped during his term to declare martial law and use a deadly apparatus against all patriots and freedom fighters that challenge his one world government agenda. And by the way, I have a video clip of Barack Hussein Obama, and I can't remember if he was speaking to the United Nations or who he was speaking to, but he said that the American people had such little minds, and basically saying they're so stupid that they could not govern themselves, and what was needed was a one world order, and it's amazing what he has said over and over. I mean, it's not like he has hidden it. He's come right out many times telling you what he wants to do. And here he is coming back for this speech. It's going to be very interesting what he has to say. Anyway, I thought you should. What do you think about that one, Larry? That says a lot.
Well, it brings back to my memory, you know, your experience with Lucifer and
yes.
my recent dream of the rabbi with the open big Bible, and he was saying, yes, here is Obama. He's right here in the Word. So we just can't scoff at Obama and say because he's not in office, he doesn't count anymore, he's gone. He's not at all gone. He's still very busy about his business.
Yes, he is. And I'm going to try and get Steve Fletcher on. I don't know how we're going to do it. I know he's not in the country, but he would have to call in on the normal call-in number. But I'll, Steve, if you happen to listen, give me a phone number or an email or something so I can get in contact with you, because I think Larry and I would both like to drill you a little bit on what you have found. Here's another headline. $138 million government contract will fund production of 500 million pre-filled COVID-19 vaccine injection devices. Folks, if you're dumb enough to accept this vaccine, then you are really, really dumb. And there's a lot of people out there who have done a lot of research on this. And I, for one, will never accept either a test or a vaccine. And I will fight anyone who tries to force me to do it. I'm not afraid to die. And frankly, I hope that the people are not afraid to die. And I hope the people that come and do all this stuff are afraid to die. Fear and panic is what's caused this whole thing. It's because people are afraid to die because they know judgment's coming. And anyway, here's another headline for you, Larry. Close with this one. Busted contact tracing data may be sent to WHO and law enforcement, then used to quarantine people. Mass surveillance is now upon us. What do you think?
Well, after being in law enforcement so many years, Stuart, and seeing some of the things I've seen, you and I both know it may not even matter what that test shows. If they want to lock you down, they'll lie.
Yes. Yeah, if you're on the list, then you're definitely going to. That's amazing. You got COVID-19. Well, you're alive. You must have it. And if you died, well, you must have died from it. I mean, this is the insanity of this whole thing. And the American people so far have done absolutely nothing really about it. Now, I do understand that there might be another altercation in Michigan, because this Grim Gretchen or whatever her name is, she says she's not going to allow it. You are not going to even take guns. Well, unfortunately, under Michigan Constitution, they have the right to take guns. They have the right to bear them. Anyway, Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. Friday we'll do a bigger show. And by the way, I'll talk about it on Friday. Thanks a lot, folks. And heads up. Take care.